So before I begin the message, I want to make sure everyone has a sheet that says I release on it. Anyone not have a sheet? Because Diane Pardo will come forward. Sweetie, we have a couple up here. And who might need a writing instrument? We have some crayons. No, we have some pens that we'll also pass out. Keep your hand up. Anybody need a pen or a... Okay. And we have back here, still in the corner, okay, everybody's got something. Good. Good. Wonderful. Okay. So will you join me as I open in prayer? We give thanks to you, loving God, for your presence in our lives. And we thank you for this time that we get to focus on letting go, knowing that you are there to fill us up with your love and your abundance. And in this moment of letting go, we go there with no fear. We go there with great joy to release and let go and be replenished. And for this, we are so grateful. Amen. So we're here for Burning Bowl, and you know Burning Bowl is something that Unity celebrates, and I'll actually go into a little bit more about Burning Bowl overall. However, Unity, which really has no rituals at all to speak of, most Unity churches participate in a Burning Bowl at the beginning of the year. And I want to, it's an opportunity to release, and I wanted to share just a few quotes about releasing. Reber says, letting go doesn't mean you don't just care about someone anymore. It's just realizing that the only person you really have control over is yourself. And Jack Kornfield says, to let go does not mean to get rid of. To let go means to let be. When we let be with compassion, things come and go on their own. Amit Ray says, if you want to fly in the sky, you need to leave the earth. If you want to move forward, you need to let go of the past that drags you down. Oh. And this one, notice how the trees do not cling to their leaves. Fall is about releasing the old to make way for the new. And Steve Maraboli says, let today be the day you finally release yourself from the imprisonment of past grudges and anger. Simplify your life. Let go of the poisonous past and live the abundantly beautiful present today. So today is about release. It's about letting go of the things in our life that no longer serve us. Release. To lease again, to let loose again, to set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude, to give liberty to relieve from something from confines, burdens, or oppressions, or oppresses us from pain, trouble, obligation, and penalty. And in Matthew, Jesus says, truly I tell you, whatever binds you on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What's this tell us? This tells us that as we go through our lives and we find ourselves attached to things and we find that really those attachments kind of weigh us down, they don't allow our spirit to soar, they don't give us room to grow, that we have to let go of them, we have to release them. And Jesus says that whatever you bind on earth, you bind in heaven. And we understand that earth, that we are creating this kingdom of heaven right here on earth. So we don't actually ever get to that kingdom when we're bound to these thoughts that hold us back. Metaphysically, denial is, and I look at this as a denial. You know, in Unity we talk about denials and affirmations. And denial is that understanding that what we're going through really is not the truth of the matter. And affirmations are the things that we say to affirm the truth. And denial is the mental process of erasing from consciousness the false beliefs of the sense mind. Denial clears away belief in evil as reality and makes room for establishing the truth. In our everyday spiritual practice, sometimes we will say things. We will say things that really have no truth at all. In fact, when I was talking about the fire extinguishers, there was no truth at all in that statement. It was a joke, but there was no truth at all. The denial of that is that God is great. God is great in our lives. God is always working in our lives. The denial is gently reminding us that those false thoughts have really no power over us, that we're willing to let go of them. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Burning bowl is an opportunity to write down those things that are burdensome to us, that keep our heart heavy, things from our past that we may feel shamed about, to let go of that so that we can begin to claim our truth again, to claim our power again, to know how God's love works in our lives. Jesus also said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you may have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Man naturally, in man thought, has tribulation. It's just where man goes. Man is the understanding that we have these thoughts in our minds that they're error thoughts. They're really simply not true. The truth is the spirit of each one of us, the spirit that we share, the love of God, our essence, our creation is that of God. And we hold that. We take heart because Jesus came to show us that we can overcome the world. So as I said, Unity really has no rituals, except many Unity churches participate in the Burning Bowl ceremony. And it's really a very ancient tradition. Now, I did some research and I found mostly how the burning bowl was used in the indigenous culture here in the Americas. So the indigenous people believed in burning things up and releasing the smoke to go to the sky, allowing that presence, that power, that energy, releasing it to let go. Now, it's also kind of interesting, in Christianity, if you ever go to a high church, if any of you are Catholic or have ever been to a high mass, and how they swing the incense back and forth, and the incense represents God, and it's the presence of God that the priest is swinging back and forth. It's a symbol of God. We understand this as in the burning bowl that we're writing down, and I encourage you to start writing. We are writing down those things, those pieces that no longer serve us, that get in the way. The indigenous culture allowed the smoke to rise up to Grandfather Sky, to go on. It's the releasement of attachments to people, memories, and things. release of resentments, people that are unforgiven in our lives, and of the past. Release of all the unwanted conditions that we claim, that we see in our lives. It's a vehicle to let go, a vehicle towards our greater good. And it's allowing transformation from substance to spirit and making room for more substance, making room for how great love can be in our lives and how the transforming power of love can come into our lives to create more substance. And it's a tool for healing and a tool for denying. I'm going to invite you to, if you haven't already started writing some things down, to go ahead and start writing them. I'm going to ask Jody to come forward. We're going to take a few moments of meditative music. And then we're going to do row by row, coming forward. And Patricia will come out and she's going to use the tongs and she's going to grab your paper with the tongs and put it in the flame for you. So as you continue to write and enjoy the music, and we'll start calling you forward in just a moment. And as you write, visualize the smoke. Hold this prayer, this prayer of release in your heart. I now release what I don't want to make desires of my heart. I now forgive everything and everybody of the past and the present who needs forgiveness and release. I loose you and let go. I let go and let God do His perfect work in this experience for the highest good of all concerned. You guys can begin.